Welcome to the ABM Conversations Podcast, the number one podcast for B2B marketers wanting to explore timeless account-based marketing strategies to drive revenue, customer engagement, retention, and everything that makes sense to both marketers and sales folks. No more fluff. No more vanity metrics. Live from India, made for the world. And now your hosts, Yog and Manish.
Don't be fooled by the randomness in marketing. That is going to be the topic of our episode in the ABM Conversations podcast today. This is your host, Manish Nepal.
And this is me, Yagneshwaran Ganesh.
We marketers love talking about playbooks, ultimate guides and hacks, success stories, cheat sheets, best practices and whatnot. What we never hear marketers talk about is the role that luck or sheer randomness plays in our success or failure for that matter. For instance, look at any how-to blogs out there making rounds in the marketing circles. Just because one marketer from California ran an experiment to grow her website traffic from 0 to 50K in a month's time doesn't mean everyone can apply the same template and get the same outputs. There are so many variables in those kind of scenarios that don't get accounted for. But people still scramble behind those kind of articles and videos or even pay money for it when it's not at all guaranteed that you would get the same results. And I believe marketing, unlike pure sciences, is a discipline that's part science and part art. And creativity and randomness play a huge role in any marketing success. What do you think, Yar?
Yeah, man, absolutely. There's so much of truth in what he just said. And the worst part is, you know, when companies start manufacturing this so-called secret sauce to success, you know, we don't even know whether that has really worked for them, whether they're successful or not, or is it more of a, you know, PR story or the narrative that they are actually selling. But, you know, they just give an impression that they are doing well. And then everybody starts following that as a piece of advice. And this is where, you know, I really love Nassim Taleb's book, Fooled by Randomness. And it makes so much sense. In fact, I love those opening premises where he talks about the role of randomness, the kind of role that it has in disciplines like dentistry and math, where it's a bit low because a lot of things are operating on fundamental laws. But in disciplines like entrepreneurship or marketing, where there is a lot of you know, out of the box and creative thinking, and there is a certain role to randomness. You never know what will go viral, what will work, you know, so on and so forth. And the major reason that we tend to stick to these kind of, you know, secret sauces or best practices is because we tend to have this survivorship bias, which is actually making our modern marketing more murkier. For example, you know, if you as listeners, if you would love to delve deeper on why best practices might not be, you know, something that you should keep following, you know, I would love for you guys to go back to episode number 28 of the ABM Conversations podcast, where we had Louis Granier, the host of Everybody Hates Marketers podcast, come in on our show and share that why best practices don't work and why you should actually go back to first principles and, you know, go to and stick to fundamentals. So the classic aspect about these best practices is that we are so convinced that if you can follow a set of activities, a set of steps, we suddenly will become successful and everything falls in place. For example, look at the inbound marketing story that pretty much everybody has been following till date, which was originally prescribed in 2010. And we just go about doing that. We think that create more content, write more for the search engines, and then, you know, awareness content, then consideration content, and then people will come up and buy your product. The top funnel, mid funnel, or bottom funnel is not how things actually works now. Right now, the consumption is not that linear. It's become so random. And just to think about it, you know, if it was that easy to crack the code, pretty much everybody would be a successful marketer. You know, there would not be one or two persons that have consistently got results, but pretty much everyone, it would be like a supercomputer. Just you plug in and everybody is successful. But reality is not that. And I would really recommend you guys to check out this blog by Louis. I think he published this on Medium, and the title is Death by Best Practices and Why They Can Kill Your Business. That's a very, very good read for you guys.
Yeah, I love Louis' fresh perspective on this matter because it forces marketers like us to think originally and not based on our mental heuristics. I mean, it takes you by the collar and seeks you to think on your own. And I love that. And I also think at this point, it's worthy for you and me to give examples from our personal experience on this topic. The very reason why you and I decided to do a podcast episode on this topic, for example, is because we are perhaps two of the hardest hit marketers who are fooled by randomness in the past. And for instance, we post a lot of content on LinkedIn, at least you do more often than me, Yag, and both individually and through the AVM Conversations podcast space. And we have followed each and every piece of advice that we know of to grow the pages engagement that's out there in the marketing playbooks, right? We started posting objectively good, great quality content. And initially, it looked like we were getting momentum and creating a compound effect of sorts. We were very happy. But over the next few months, what we noticed was that despite our consistency in posting great quality content, our engagement wavered in all possible directions. I mean, there was nothing else that could explain what was happening except for maybe randomness. For example, some of our best pieces of content flopped to obscurity. They were lost to obscurity, while some of our low-hanging memes have exceeded our own expectations. And now that we have stopped looking at our page analytics so strictly and started putting up out-of-the-box content, free-thinking content like memes, Our page engagement and following has actually gone up. I mean, without us sincerely trying to do anything or achieve anything based on the analytics, right? And it's the case because many times the algorithms of social media platforms like LinkedIn are so weird that it makes you feel that you are hitting all the notes to grow your page and engage more audience and get more traction, while in reality, I think it's very, very arbitrary. I think analytics can be very misleading in that sense because it gives you a lot of false positive that we often misattribute to things that make sense to us. What initially looks like a pattern is actually nothing but random acts of data that we selectively pick out to tell a make-believe story to ourselves. And great pieces of content routinely gets buried in heaps of bad social media algorithms or search engine algorithms. But what you imagine to be kind of a mediocre content will get huge engagement just because the weather outside happens to be very nice that day. I mean, in other words, it's nothing but pure randomness, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want your bad content to suddenly take off. That's too much to take, man. So I think let's take a break here.
Right. Yeah. Looks like we can use a quick break to thank our sponsors. And randomness is everywhere in marketing, but not when it comes to content curation platform like Zest.is, who happen to be the sponsors of the AVM Conversations podcast. And Zest, as many of you already know, is a marketing content stream that sits on your Google Chrome browser as a new tab extension. And it's a website where you can either discover or submit high-quality articles, podcasts, infographics, videos, and ebooks. Its AI-powered algorithm allows you to handpick your own personalized content feed that is very specific to your taste.
Right. And, you know, Manish and I have been using Zest for quite a long time. And I know you guys are kind of hearing us saying this with every episode, but it's so true. We really love Zest for what it does, the kind of value that it adds to our content. And you know, if you want to promote your content to an elite community of marketers, especially if your target audience is B2B marketers, then all you have to do is sign up at zest.is/contentboost and just let them know that you're coming from the ABM Conversations podcast, and you will get a $75 off on your first boost. Now, coming back to the topic that we are discussing, you know, randomness in many ways, I would not even say it's a bug or it's something out of our control. You can actually look at it as a feature. You know, even Taleb in his book talks about the beauty, the kind of beauty that randomness adds to the things that you're doing. And I talk about beauty because, you know, you did mention that there is some amount of art and science to marketing. And I think randomness is also part of that art. Now, I'm not suggesting that, let's completely throw away the approach that we have to our marketing and just start thinking that randomness is going to govern everything 100%. No, it's not that. But it's important to recognize that there is a force beyond what we are doing. And there is an element of surprise that can come to us anytime in the form of randomness. So there are certain things that are definitely in your control. That is, the kind of techniques that you use to identify your target audience, or possibly you talking to your customers before producing a good piece of content so that you ensure there is some amount of relevance in everything that you say and are not blindly converting your product features into pain points and thereby solutions. Make sure that you do your basics right so that you will always stay relevant to your customers. But what I think is what we should do as marketers is be aware that in our day-to-day life, there is some amount of contribution coming from randomness, so that we will stay away from the burden of vanity metrics. What you measured is what you're going to deliver. So I think this will help us stay grounded, and we will not unnecessarily measure vanity metrics or follow templated advice for that matter. So what I mean by template advice here is the kind of how-tos and best practices that we randomly pull up from everywhere and start practicing. It's more like astrology, right? So it's fun when you follow it and some things work for you. But if you're going to live by it literally, then you're going to be up for surprises every now and then. Accept the role of luck, accept the role of randomness, but at the same time, keep doing what's right in a particular situation. Just be mindful of what you need to do. For example, I keep talking about how you cannot treat signups for ebooks as interest for product. So if you're going to pass the people who have signed up for your ebook as product interest to your sales team, you're only going to create bad experience for those prospects. And at the same time, you're going to lose trust with your salespeople. So that's a mindset that we have unfortunately inherited from other marketers or competition. We just look at what competition is doing and copy that, and that's not going to work for you. We need to be much more focused, much more mindful on what needs to be done for our set of customers. So let's rather be a little more mindful and start working on campaigns that are more relevant. Build relationships, even if those are not scalable. Just build those one-to-one relationships, and that can, by effect, become your biggest customer acquisition channel without a cost. And before you think that I'm also coming up here and recommending you a template to bank on, let me clarify, I'm not doing that. This is not a copy-paste kind of an advice. All I'm trying to tell you here is let's connect with fellow beings and then start engaging with them deeply and have a sense of serendipity to what we are doing without expecting results or without making everything transactional. Let's not hunt for a formula to success from everything, but let's work on some basic principles which will guide us to make sure that we are doing things sensibly.
On that random note of wisdom from Yag, I think we have come towards the end of our show today. And since we don't have a rapid fire round between me and Yag, I will compensate for that fun part of the podcast by giving you a TLDR recap of today's episode content. Number one, luck, randomness, and probability play a huge role in marketing, but most of us don't acknowledge that. Number two, we run behind playbooks, tactics, and strategies because it's something that is already out there for us to follow. We are perhaps a little lazy to think on our own, and maybe we should work on that. Take best practices and how-to blogs, for example. They suffer from survivorship bias because the stories that didn't succeed in achieving the same goals don't get talked about at all. And number three, social media algorithms are some of the most random things in the marketing world because it makes virality and organic reach look easy while they are entirely random. And last but not least, number four, we are not recommending a pessimistic outlook of randomness in marketing. Instead, what we are saying is that embracing the role of chance in marketing frees your thinking and helps you do the right thing at the right time. As always, send us your DMs on LinkedIn and let us know your thoughts on the role of randomness in marketing. Until the next episode, this is Bye from me, Manish.
And this is Bye from me, Yag. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the ABM Conversations Podcast. Make sure you subscribe and share your comments with us. We're constantly looking for your feedback, thoughts, and suggestions to make the show more relevant to you.